Estevan, Limitless Disability Advocacy Services has been coming up with new ways to assist those in the Estevan area living with disabilities. A nonprofit organization, it was created to enhance the quality of life for individuals and families living with disabilities, by strengthening communities, promoting inclusion and eliminating access barriers, said Candace Maley, who is on the Limitless board with her husband Conrad, plus Tamara Stephanie and James Traubert. So far, they have provided classes for kids with disabilities that fill the gaps of what Special Olympics is not able to do. A CrossFit session for kids with disabilities, a fitness class, a craft time at the Souris Valley Museum, soccer and golf are among the activities they have offered. People with any type of disability can benefit from their programs. Most recently, they opened up their programming to adults through a fitness program at the Chamney Family Running Track and Pantelick Athletic Field. The organization was incorporated a little more than 2 years ago in May 2019, several months after their first program, but its history can be traced back to 2015, when Candace and Conrad's daughters were diagnosed with a rare genetic condition called MED13L, which causes some fine and motor delays, as well as speech and cognitive delays. In our search to find programs and activities for the girls, we realized that our community actually didn't have a lot to offer, and our only option was to drive to a bigger center like Regina to access the programs, said Candace. After meeting some people in the U.S. who have the same disability as their daughters, and are partnered with an organization in the U.S. that does similar things, Conrad and Candace came up with an idea to create programs and activities for children with disabilities. Conrad added they wanted to take it a step further by incorporating it properly through the Canada Revenue Agency, allowing them to create something sustainable and not just within their family. Several other people volunteer to help out the organization. The average number of kids to participate in programs is 8 to 10, and they had more than 20 for a soccer program a couple of years ago. The recent adult program was also well attended. People who have been involved with the programs have agreed that there is a need for programs for kids with disabilities, Candace said. Kids with disabilities can participate in mainstream programming, but sometimes they need slower instruction or more guidance, to go with patience and understanding. It creates a better environment for them, even to just get started in sports, so that they can move on and be more comfortable in typically developing sports, said Candace. The adult athletes who participated were thrilled, and the organizers at Estevan Diversified Services were grateful to have something extra for participants to do. As the name suggests, Limitless also tries to advocate for people with disabilities. When one of the schools was having their track and field day, they talked about how to make it better for kids with disabilities. They didn't believe they were setting up for success having them go in and compete in track and field events. The principal and I worked through and created some options for kids 2 years ago, and then this year the school continued on with the option for the kids with disabilities to make it more inclusive and even expanded on it, said Maley. Limitless wants to build on the advocacy end, and in consulting in helping families find the services they need. A city councilor approached them during discussions about upgrades to parks and swimming pools in Estevan on how to make those recreational sites more accessible. Fresh Air Fitness has also asked for their input on how to make their facility more appealing to people with disabilities. Limitless has provided information to both. We've started the talks with Woodlawn in order to make their areas a little more accessible as well, Candace said. In the early summer, they collected a series of adaptive bicycles to provide different means for young children to be able to ride. We've inventoried these inside of Limitless, and basically all anybody would have to do is sign a waiver and just go ahead and take these bikes free of charge and use them for an agreed period of time, and get out there and make sure the kids get a chance to ride, even if they can't do it on a typical two-wheel, or two-wheel with training wheel setup, said Candace. Among the things they're working on is a Zumba for kids with disabilities. If they can imagine it, and it's wanted, they'll make it happen, she said. Limitless has purchased one of the vacant private boxes at Affinity Place for the next 5 years. The organization will purchase tickets and open the box to any families or individuals to attend and enjoy top-level entertainment in the community, whether it be Estevan Bruins home games, the 2022 Centennial Cup, concerts or other special events, all free of charge. We intend it to be something that will broadcast our name a little bit further and help a few more people, said Conrad. They have found that with their two girls, taking them to a hockey game was intimidating. The stairs to the seats and the people in tight quarters were deterrents in going to games. So when they had a chance to watch a game from a box, it became more enjoyable. There are other families that we know who have similar situations, and going to a hockey game or a concert or anything like that is intimidating, said Candace. It will be a safe space for them to be in and enjoy those events.